men hate it.
Well, and it also obviously it seems to play into just our everyday conversations between boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife. If you take the sport aspect out of it, sometimes in a conversation, when it's over, it's supposed to be over.
Well, you see, there's a major difference between men and women. See, men are results oriented. It's all about scoring. It's all about getting into the end zone.
You can say that
again.
That's
right. You better believe it.
You got that right.
Yeah, I know. And for women, the journey sometimes is most of the fun.
Oh, my goodness. Can't we just blow the whistle and get it over with?
No, Lincoln, you know that's not true.
Well, I guess my wife would have to agree because I got two kids in products of that. Anyways,
to laugh about it, and that's really the message. They, you know, you can get all upset about the differences, or you can laugh about them, but they're really, really fun. And I think football can be a big uniter between men and women, and that's one of the reasons I'm writing the book.
All right. So first of all, Mimi, when you find a woman or a group of women who don't know the game yet, and you want to get them interested, what is the first thing you tell them to look for?
Okay. First, I tell them to pick out a body part. I know that sounds bad, but I got attracted to football, really watching it, by watching the shape that the guys were in, and especially my favorite personal part of the male anatomy, that hunk of muscle that runs up the back of the thighs.
You got that, Lincoln?
Gluteus maximus. I got a big one. I know that one.
So, you know, you just kind of watch. In the 80s, I was a Jerry Rice fan. Not only did he have great thighs, but when he ran into the end zone, he would put his arms up, out. That's so dramatic. And women love drama. And the second thing I tell them to watch is root for dramatic plays. I've been at so many football parties where the women are in the kitchen. I go, no, come out with me and watch this game. And I say, all right, watch for dramatic plays. And they go, well, what do you mean? I said, you don't have to know how to play to see a wide receiver stretching out for an impossible catch. And then they repeat it in slow motion. It's like ballet.
Very well said. Something right there that can attract a woman. If you say it's like ballet,
yes. I mean,
they don't understand that many football players, many athletes in the offseason, take ballet classes.
Yoga
classes.
I know they do. And then another dramatic play is the running back with three guys on him, over 300 pounds, trying to, you know, drag him down.
Kill him.
If he keeps his feet moving, he can get that extra yard or two, and that is absolutely inspiring.
Joining Dan and Lincoln here on Fox Sports Radio is Mimi Donaldson, the author of a book about to come out called Necessary Roughness, New Rules for the Contact Sport of Life. As we go on with this conversation, Mimi, where can this book be found? How do we know more about it?
Oh, you're so adorable. I've just finished the first draft. I've been writing since last October. And I'm telling you, I wrote the first sentence of the book last October in week 5. On my TV was Peyton Manning and the Colts, and they were against the Houston Texans, and it was the last minute and 58 seconds, and Peyton was down by 17 points, and I thought, not possible. And in this troubled time of the economy, lots of my clients say, not possible. You know, the money is just not there. And I say, yeah, but how's this guy going to do it? Because Peyton Manning, you know, as you know, is one of those guys who holds the whole context of the game in the context of winning. He never thinks that he's going to lose. And he's really good at the two-minute drill. And sure enough, he marched his team down the field 3 times. And I was absolutely moved. He won the game. I reached for my day timer. I went in the back where there's blank pages, and I wrote down, the intention to get there makes you unstoppable. And then I thought, oh, this is a good story for the speech.
Mimi, there are, you know, let's face it, in this sport, especially today, football is one of the more popular ones, and it's streamlined on TV and everything else with the announcers. I'm curious to know, from a woman's standpoint, what do you think some of the current commentators can do to maybe reach that audience that's been ever elusive, and that is the women in the audience?
Oh, I think they're doing a great job. It's getting more and more. I mean, your whole first 2 hours was something that we women can really identify with, because we manage men. And if men have an attitude of petulance or they don't man up, or they don't have a thick skin, and they can't say so what and be committed to doing the things the right way, we don't want them in our workplace. And so for you guys to have talked about that, chemistry and team sports, that to me is, you know, that's good management. That doesn't have a gender to it. Women are managers, men are managers, and they have to make it work in the workplace, and especially now, it's tough.
You know, Lincoln, I like when we have a guest on and they use our word of the day, petulance.
Absolutely.
Petulant. Oh, I love that, because that drives people crazy in the workplace.
You got to explain to me, to Lincoln, and to our audience across the country, Mimi. You're from Chicago originally. How can you tell us, I've read your bio, by the way, that you and your family rooted for both the Cubs and the White Sox? There's 5 weeks after the baseball season to the playoffs. You cannot root for both those teams in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, I told you. We played string quartet. My dad was a baseball guy, and he took us to the Cubbies and the Sox. Even though we were Northsiders, we still liked the White Sox because they were two teams in our town. And so the home games, my little brother 6 and me 8, and we'd be sitting in the stands. And I didn't even like sports so much that when my dad muttered, guy's going to be a hero or a bum when it was 2 outs and 2 runs down, I was rooting for the guy. I didn't care what team he was on because I couldn't stand the competition, the fact that someone would be a bum. My 6-year-old brother goes, yeah.
And that right there obviously is the difference between male and female.
That is. Well, and not the females today.
Yeah.
I don't think the young women who have been playing intramural sports and big teams, I mean, I went to the Sparks game the other night, Candace Parker, no. They weren't raised the way I was raised. But that's how we were. And I think my journey parallels a lot of women in this country from, oh, it's just too rough, to guess what? It's necessary.
Mimi, how far away are you from getting the book finished?
Oh, first draft was done yesterday.
Sweet.
So now the audience, how can they go on and maybe find a chapter or whatever?
I'm so excited. Well, I've got 4 excerpts because I've been sending out emails to my list. I've got 4 excerpts on my website, and all you have to do to get to read them is just to put your email in, and then you're on my email list forever. So then I'll announce when the book is coming out and all that. And my website is just MimiDonaldson.com. It's easy.
Now, I was saying, you know, when we introduced you, that the book right now, the working title is Necessary Roughness, New Rules for the Contact Sport of Life. Is that still what we're going with?
Yeah, it'll be that way on the website, but I don't like that new rules for the contact. It's too human resourcey, even though I was a human resources person, and I still am. I need a sexier title. The titles are the hardest to get, as you know.
Maybe just call it thighs.
Thighs. Good, great thighs, maybe.
Mimi, last question. Last question.
Sure.
Because the book is coming out and we get the gist of it, how has football, and I just mean football, and your growth in that world of enjoying it, changed you?
Well, it moved me to run a marathon, which nobody in my family had done anything sportsy until I ran a marathon in 83. We tested out the Olympics course, and I realized that football had taught me that you practice even when you don't feel like it, and there's pain, but it doesn't mean you stop. And running the 26.2 miles is not an accident that in 84 I started running my own business. I think the two are very connected, so it's been incredibly influential to my success.
Mimi Donaldson, keynote speaker, how to negotiate, gender communication, women in the workplace, et cetera, author of the new upcoming book, Necessary Roughness, about to change this part, New Rules for the Contact Sport of Life. Go online, check out a couple excerpts, throw your little notes in there about it. And Mimi, thank you. Best of luck. When this book is out and we get some reviews on it, I want to bring you back because it'll be football season then.
Ooh, yes, I'll be on your book list.
You got it. You'll make the book list.
Yes, you will, sweetheart.
I love your show. I love your music. And I listen every weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mimi. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
That's Mimi Donaldson. This woman is just, I mean, like I said, I know her personally. But she is just
a firecracker.
Thank you. That's the word. A firecracker.
And she liked my athletic prowess.